This is the audio guide covering the orbiting refinery of Core Exiles. In this guide, I will be covering the layout of the orbiting refinery page. I'll be going over how to move ore from your ship's store into the orbiting refinery, how to refine ore once it's in the orbiting refinery, and then how to take it out of the orbiting refinery and put it into your ship, or how to move it to a commercial storage. Overall, this is very simple, but it is required in one of the early on NPC missions, so it's something you're going to want to know how to do when first getting started playing the game. Some people have had issues doing this when they're first starting the game and learning how the pages are laid out, which makes sense, so hopefully in listening to this or reading the guide, you won't have any issues. I'm going to go ahead and get logged into the game, and we will get started.
Are you ready to meet Enter? Are you ready to meet your destiny? H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, tab, box, stop, star, star, Enter. Are you ready to meet your destiny? 31, Core Exiles.
For this guide, I am located in the Farpoint 1 system. This may be where you're mining ore when you're starting as well. I'm not sure. The location doesn't really matter, as long as you have an orbiting refinery wherever you're located at. First things first, I'm going to jump by button from the top of the page until I get to the orbiting refinery. There we go. I'm going to hit enter on this. This will put me in orbit of it. This does nothing. I need to hit the button again. I could just search refine. There is a link up at the top to refine ore. I can either click this link here or I can click on the button again. For this example, I'm going to go ahead and click on the button.
Orbiting refinery button. Enter.
This will interact me with the orbiting refinery. This will be a confirmation page I'm on now. I'm going to go Control Home B and then Shift G to get to the Assets tab.
Core Exiles. Enter orbiting refinery button. Assets tab docking. Sorry, Captain, we are unable to dock at this location as there is no docking ring available. There may be a valid reason we cannot dock here for apps. The Galaxy Locator may help. Lang, you can access the Galaxy Locator from the top left tab game info. There are visit the controlling faction of the planet. If this is somewhere you docked at in the past, it may be time to visit the forums and read them and ISN posts.u. Would appear to be trying to interact with an orbiting refinery. If this is the case, click the refine button below. Enter orbiting refinery button. Return to navigation screen button.
So clearly I want the enter orbiting refinery button.
Enter orbiting refinery button. Enter.
I'm going to hit enter on this, and this will actually put me into the orbiting refinery screen. So as usual, you can either search ASS to get to the Assets tab, or from the top of the page hit B Shift G, and that puts you at the Assets tab, and I'm going to read down from here. This is just letting me know where I'm located.
Visited link exit refinery.
A link to exit, obviously.
In order to refine ore, you need to transfer ore to the refinery hopper. Once the ore has been transferred over, click the refine ore button below. This will activate the refinery and convert your ore to refined ore. The amount of refined ore that will be returned will depend entirely upon your refining skills. The higher the skill, the better the conversion rate. Your refined ore will be placed back into the refinery hopper, allowing you to collect it at your convenience. Starting the refining process will automatically process your entire stock of ore in the refinery hopper.
This is just giving me a little bit of information about the refinery. One thing to note, it did say refining ore will refine everything, so if you have, say, mining drones depositing ore into a refinery automatically for you, if you have, say, 10,000 ore in that refinery and you want to move some of the ore to commercial storage before refining it, make sure you do that before hitting the refine button, otherwise all the ore will be processed into refined ore. This button we have right here,
enter
advanced refinery, I will not be covering that in this guide. This is way more in depth and I truly don't even know that much about it, but once you get to that point, you will know the screen and you won't need a guide on it, hopefully. I'm going to hit down arrow and we will get to the line that tells me how much ore I have in the refinery and the button to refine it if it's there.
Ore in refinery, 0 refining skill, 639 estimated refine yield, 0.
Let's say I had 25 ore in the refinery and my refine rate was 25:1. This would tell me that I have 25 and estimated yield would be 1. Because 25 ore would give me one refined ore.
Insufficient ore button available.
As you just heard from the line above, I don't have any ore in the refinery yet, so this button is grayed out and it says insufficient ore. If I had ore in the refinery, this would be the button I would click on to refine it, as we'll see in just a couple minutes.
Land, table with four columns and nine rows.
This table is where we actually get into the nuts and bolts of your orbiting refinery. There are essentially two sections of this table, or two tables within the table. There's an upper one and a bottom one. The upper section deals with moving ore from your refinery into your ship or to a commercial storage. The bottom one deals with moving ore from your ship into the refinery. Because there's two sections to this, I will be going over two table headers, even though there is only one table and they're not actually table headers. I will be referring to them as that because they are the headers for the columns or the labels for that column, what information is in each specific column. So from here, I'm going to hit down arrow and we will get into a little bit of information before actually getting into the table headers.
Farpoint 1 refinery stocks, your stocks held by the refinery at this location.
This is just letting me know that this top part is going to be dealing with what I only have located at this specific refinery.
Visit link view other refineries.
There's a link here to view other refineries. I'm not going to do that right now, but you can to see where you have ore stored at other points in the game.
Resource type.
Alright, so this is the first table header. Obviously, resource type, what the name of the resource is.
Amount, column 2.
We have amount, how much is stored in the refinery.
Transfer to ship hold, column 3.
A button to transfer it to your ship hold.
Transfer to CS, column
4. And a button to transfer it to the commercial storage of your choice.
Add the row. Transfer amount, resource, beginning row.
Obviously, I don't have anything stored here right now, so these are all going to be blank.
Or row 3. No stock, column 2. fill all button available, no stock button available, end the row, fill no score, column 1, refined ore, row 4, no stock, column, fill all button, no stock button, end the row, fill most refined ore, column, refinery stocks in your ship's cargo hold, stands for, row 5.
And this is the second part of the table, which will be dealing with what I have in my ship. So, our table headers here are
resource type, row 6,
resource type,
amount, column 2,
the amount,
transfer to refinery, column
3, transfer to refinery,
review stock, column 4.
And I forgot about this, the review stock button, this will just give you information about the ore, like a little description of what it is. It's, you don't really need to worry about that. I have some ore in my ship, and I'm going to go ahead and transfer that into the refinery, and then I'll go over the refining process.
Ore, 285.
So I have 285 ore in my ship.
Transfer to refinery button.
I'm going to hit this button right here.
Enter.
To transfer this to
Core
the refinery.
Size.
And now I'm back on the main refining page, and if I hit B
Core
from the top of the
refine
page, it brings me right to this refine ore button, which was grayed out previously. If I hit up arrow from here, you'll hear the line that you heard earlier.
Ore and refinery, 285 refining skill, 639 estimated refine yield, 31.
It's just letting me know here how much ore I have in the refinery, what my skill is, and what my estimated yield of refined ore will be if I refine it all. Now, the issue is, let's say I only wanted to refine 200 instead of 281 of that ore. I'm going to have to go down
four
to this table.
Resource type, row 2, ore, row 3.
Look at my ore.
285,
I have 281 in the refinery. This is the top part of the table that lists what's in the refinery.
Fill all button, column, transfer to CS button, column, enter.
Transfer to CS, because I only want to refine 200 of this ore.
Core, you have 285, enter. Selected, 285.
All right, 285 here.
8, 5.
So I'm going to transfer 85
combo box tombstone.
To tombstone.
The chosen amount of this commodity will be shipped to the new location, depending on the quantity and the distance. It will take time for the goods to arrive. Please ensure you select the correct location to accept any liability from the plant. Not all promenades with a commercial store will have a trip without a CST plant.
Blah, blah, blah. Just a warning. Blah, blah, blah.
Transport goods button. Enter.
And I'm going to transport all but 200 of this ore to a different location. That way I'm only refining 200 ore into refined ore. Now I'm back on the main orbiting refinery page. There are not confirmations for any of this, and I'm just going to hit B to get to that button, then up arrow to make sure the ore is there.
Ore and refinery, 200 refining skill, 639 estimated refine yield, 22.
All right, so I can refine my 200 ore, and I will get 22 refined ore.
Refine ore button.
So I'm going to hit the refine ore button.
Enter. Out of table.
This happens instantaneously. You don't have to wait for it. Now, if I go to the top of the page and hit
four,
T,
four columns and nine rows.
I can look
resource
at
type,
the
row
resource
three,
type.
No stock, column two.
I have no ore.
22, row four, refined ore, column one, 22, column
I have
two.
22 refined ore. Now, I can either choose to move this
fill
into
button,
my ship store with the fill hold button,
transfer to CS button
or
column.
Transfer to CS.
Enter.
If you're doing your NPC mission, you're going to want to have it in your ship store when you go back to the NPC to complete the mission, but I'm not doing that, so I'm just going to move it to a CS. We were just on this page before.
You have 22 units available.
22
to transport
available. It's already filled
combo
in.
Box, tombstone.
Tombstone.
Transport goods button. Enter.
Transport goods. I'm just hitting F to jump by forms modes.
Core, no buttons, no buttons,
and
no
now I have no buttons on the page. I've done everything I can do.
Core, visit, link, exit, refinery, enter,
and
exit,
I'm
going to
go ahead
link.
And hit Control V and then
links.
Exit out, as I just did.
Core, exit, combat range, one
and
button.
Then I'm back in the in-orbit page. That's really all there is to the orbiting refinery. The main thing is make sure you're refining only the ore that you want to move. If you don't want to refine a certain amount of ore, move it out before you start refining and realize that that main table has a top section and a bottom section. The top section is where you would move ore from your refinery into your ship or to a commercial storage, and the bottom section is how you put ore into the refinery from your ship. You cannot move ore directly from the commercial storage to the refinery. That I'm aware of, unless there is an account upgrade that allows that, but I'm not exactly sure. But that's all there is to it, and that is the audio guide covering the orbiting refinery for Core Exiles.